Hello, everybody. Well, Angela Rayner, the Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, she just said that she never wants to be Prime Minister. Well, why is she even ruling it out? It's a bit like denying a crime of which you've never been accused, because it's a racing certainty that Starmer will not lead Labour into the next election. So she's got 4 years to go at most. Okay, the next election could be as late as, say, August 2029. Likely they'll go in 2028 if the polls are favourable. If things are going all right after 4 years, government's tend to call an election rather than risk going into fifth year and it going very badly wrong. I mean, perhaps surprisingly, the Conservatives called it about 6 months before they absolutely had to. Maybe things would have gone even worse for the Tories if they'd waited the last few months. So Angela Rayner, Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and if Starmer were to drop dead, she is Prime Minister, at least in the interim, until Labour could elect a substantive leader and take over. Because remember, Labour elects the leader and the deputy leader separately. They don't always get on. It was Lisa Nandy a while ago. Labour's never been led by a woman because the great offices of state are Home Secretary, Foreign Secretary, and Chancellor of the Exchequer. So most prime ministers have held at least one of those offices, some two. Only one's held three, and that was James Callaghan, a Labour Prime Minister, 1976 to 79. So that's why I'm always speculating who'll come next. And I always thought it won't be Angela Rayner because she's too dim. But I can't rule her out. Of the four serious contenders, give her, at least a 10% chance. I'm told she's very popular amongst the Labour grassroots because the thing is, she's about the right age. She'd be young, not too young. Would have held a major office as Deputy Prime Minister in charge of whatever, developing housing and stuff like that. And she's also identifiably working class. She's got the good backstory from a Labour point of view, a sob story about there was a dad not there, her mother's mentally ill, Angela Rayner had to prevent her mum committing suicide and stuff like that. I mean, how much of that is true, I don't know. That her mother was illiterate, accidentally served them dog food, and Angela Rayner left school at 16 without any qualifications to give birth to a child. Now, making the choice for life. That was morally courageous. And that is the only thing for which I accord her a huge amount of respect. She is a good person in that regard. Sadly, she doesn't try and protect other people's children. They can be murdered. That's absolutely fine by Angela. If a violent death, it was good enough for other people's children, why not good enough for yours? I'm glad that she at least saved her own kids. But she's a thief, as she said herself. She's obviously defrauded the taxpayer with her council ca to council house flip thing when her brother was actually living in. And yeah, Greater Manchester Police let her off the hook because they're all leftists. No surprise there then, because we know the police are extremely politically biased. She's an elite memo urging Rachel Reeves to increase taxes on the middle class and to take away more benefits to the middle class, to target it at the working class and, frankly, the underclass, those who are authors of their own misfortune, to refuse to work and things like that. But she said she's proud of her working class English. Well, no, you can be working class and still speak properly. She doesn't speak correctly. She's a bad example to children speaking ungrammatically. Back in them days, or I can't remember what was that solecism she committed during those debates before the election. So she's an attack dog for Labour, and after several years of coaching, they've taught her to say the words Tory chaos because that was her refrain all through it. So she does not want to be leader of the Labour Party. But so what? That doesn't prove anything. There's no such thing as never in politics. Because if she did say that, that'd be seen as disloyal. Is she plotting against Starmer? There's already rumours of that. I think they didn't come out of nowhere because Starmer's approval ratings are appalling, even worse than Kemi Badenoch. So ironically, Sir Ed Davey is the populist leader, most popular leader of any political party in the United Kingdom, partly because people don't know who he is. And he's actually the longest serving as well, even though he took over that party in 2019 in the wake of their terrible defeat when Joe Swinney, not Joe Swinney, sorry, Joe Swinson. Mustn't make it mix her up with the other North Briton, John Swinney. Miss Swinson lost her seat in Dumbartonshire and she's out of politics now. So, because not many people loathe Ed Davey and he's not very opinionated, comes across as this apolitical, nice guy. Farage is quite a Marmite person. People love him or loathe him. There's not that much in between. Whereas Starmer, I've never heard of anyone get remotely excited about Starmer, even his supporters. But Angela Rayner bringing some working class authenticity to it. But, Sir Keir grew up kind of working class. But what's all this palaver about class? Surely it matters where you're going, not where you've come from. And you look at the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves. She speaks in a more or less Cockney accent, although she grew up in a middle class family, not that much money, but I don't think in doubt middle class. Yvette Cooper, she's a bit middle class and Southern English. And David Lammy is a Londoner, and he's almost middle class, certainly sounds it. He became upper middle class later in life, but all the others, I respect them for their intellect, their achievements outside politics. I don't respect what Miss Rayner's done. And okay, working in a care home, we need people to do that. You can achieve in that as a trades union official, trying to rip off the taxpayer, trying to let people skive away from work and things like that. I do agree with some workers' rights, but should be wrecking business by giving people rights which just make it almost impossible to employ people. If they can't fire people easily, they won't hire people easily by having even more of the thought police oppressing people for cracking a joke or expressing an opinion that others don't share. So it's really Orwellian what she's doing, but it might yet happen because remember, I think is they all have an equal vote. It's all members of the Labour Party. It's not the MPs. I don't think they whittle it down in the Labour Party. So that's why she might do quite well. And Rachel Reeves, as a very unpopular chancellor, has screwed up a lot, had to row back on policies, couldn't afford the winter fuel allowance for middle and high income pensioners. All of a sudden we can. Where's that coming from? So Miss Rayner won't like that because that's not hammering the bourgeoisie. So she is a real class warrior, has got a chip on her shoulder. And she just doesn't have the reading ability or the cognitive skills to comprehend what she's supposed to be doing. It's just not well informed, proves her ignorance again and again. But of course, that appeals to some people. Some people are threatened by those who are educated. Trump has the same appeal. And I know he's got a degree from Fordham, but obviously you can get anything for enough money in the United States. So how come you can't be like a teaching assistant in a school, but you can have your finger on the nuclear button without a degree? So it really is preposterous. Labour is disproving this idea that you have to have a degree to ever be in charge of anything. I wouldn't put it past that. Remember Boris Johnson, when Cameron was part of was Prime Minister, Boris Johnson saying, he doesn't want to be Prime Minister, but if the ball were to come loose at the back of the ruck, which it won't, I would pick it up. So obviously he broke every promise he ever made, and he did want to be Prime Minister, and that's who resigned from Theresa May's cabinet as Foreign and Commonwealth Secretary. After a meeting at Chequers that weekend, we agreed on everything on the Brexit policy, and the next day it was all somehow totally unacceptable to him. The dream is dying because he correctly calculated that Theresa May's days as Prime Minister were numbered from these three humiliating defeats in the House of Commons when she couldn't get a Brexit legislation passed and she survived a vote of confidence as leader of the party. But the very fact it was held meant that she was doomed, and she resigned only 6 months after she won that confidence vote. So, Starmer's going to be there for a few years, but not that much longer. So Angela Rayner, her day may yet come. Labour believe they need to be led by a woman. It's embarrassing for them, the supposed feminist party. The Conservatives have been led by four women, and Labour never ever has. Conservatives been led by two non-white people. Labour never ever has, the supposed anti-racist party. So it's got to be or David Lammy. There are no white males amongst those top four contenders. There are other people lower down, like Wes Streeting. As he's gay, I suppose they'll say, well, that's a diversity hire, that's a step forward. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, and try and make sure an ignoramus like Angela Rayner doesn't become Prime Minister.